Hey, Tom Beal here today with a Make Today Great moment. And today, let's talk about technology. Technology was originally devised, if you think about it, to help simplify our lives, right? Back in the farming days and back in agricultural days, they created tools to dig into the earth better than just manually shoveling it. They created all sorts of machinery and equipment that would make our life easier. And then it evolved into the Industrial Revolution, and then the factories produced all the wild and crazy stuff, and then the automobiles, and then as we progress further and further, just in the last 50 years alone, what has happened has been absolutely incredible. I'm only 39, so going back to when I was little, I remember it was a big deal when we got a microwave in our house, and cable TV, and just a color TV even way back when, but look where we are now. Here I'm shooting a video on my iPhone and going back to my computer and connected to thousands of people across the world, and just not having to go to a library and go through the cards, the index cards, and ask the librarian where things are. We have everything accessible on our phones right now. So fast forward to where we are today, and it's no wonder that people are feeling overwhelmed. People are feeling basically the technology didn't make it easier. It's made it where we are now doing more in a day than what was capable in weeks and weeks because of the availability of information and how these tools have brought the world together. So it's a time like no other in history. And how can you stay focused enough to not get caught up in the overwhelm? If you think about it, it's easy between when you wake up and when you go to bed. You could be putting out fires all day and really not accomplish anything on your list if you weren't proactive enough to be disciplined to jot down what's your purpose of today, what's the desired outcome of this day, what's the desired outcome of this meeting, what's the desired outcome of this video, why do I do what I do? Is it because you're a fire person, a fireman or firewoman trying to put out fires all day and extinguish them? Or do you have a purpose that you're passionate about? What is it that just jazzes you up? What fires you up? What gets you motivated? What gets you excited and brings you joy, happiness, purpose, passion? That's what the outcome is and needs to be. So if you're in your daily activities and you feel overwhelmed or just too many things going on, frustrated, worried, all that stuff, which is absolutely natural and absolutely everybody deals with, how can you take a deep breath? What's my desired outcome for this particular topic right here, right now? If I had the ability to get what I wanted, what would it look like? Because here's the secret. You get what you focus on. So if you don't ask that question, it's easy to get pushed along each and every way, and the outcome is what it is without you having a clear intention of what that actually should be based upon what you feel would be the desired outcome you're searching for. So my desired outcome for this video is to just share what's on my mind and hopefully help you plan better, have more joy, have more happiness, have more passion, have more fulfillment and purpose in your life, because we get what we focus on. And if that's what I focus on, I have a lot of it. And if you get what you focus on, how would you like to, you know, learn how to focus on it? That's the key. So it reminds me of several quotes. One, less is more. Look, in today's society, things are just getting bombarded and piled on us, and it's up to us to put the brakes on and say, hold on, I don't have to answer this call. I don't have to reply to this email or text or Skype message or Facebook, blah, blah, blah. You name it. 50 million things going on at once, it seems, right? You are in control of your life. I did a video a while back. I'll say it again. You're not a Pavlov dog. How many of us are conditioned to hear that text message bing go off and you jump to it and you automatically respond? Guess what? It's your life. You reply when you want to. Or the phone rings, or there's call waiting. You know, you are in control of your life. If you're on an important call, you don't have to take that call waiting unless you know it's something that you're waiting for or could be possibly urgent, and you know, you make your choices there. But just stop being the Pavlov dog. Take control of your life, take control of the direction of where you're heading. And I'll finish with a quote that goes, watch your thoughts for they become your words. Watch your words for they become actions. Watch your actions for they become habits. Watch your habits for they become character. Watch your character for it becomes your destiny. So it all begins with the thoughts. So what are you choosing to think? Control your thoughts, your words, and your actions. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Until then, make today great.